Thank you so much, Hillary. It's good to be back in Dallas. We have quite a show for you today. We're going to start with Walmart and the New York Times pushing for corporations just to usurp the role of the United States government because they think that it's important. But it definitely doesn't mean that they want everybody's guns to be taken. And I think the scariest story I have ever read, especially because yesterday we talked about BCI. Do you remember that? That is the new Zuckerberg, Elon Musk direction where they have developed an algorithm that can actually read the neurons in your head and attach words to those so they can literally read your mind. And then they can nudge you one way or another without you even knowing it. And this is something that Zuckerberg thinks is a good deal. It's called neurocapitalism. Well, that was yesterday. Wait until you hear today what they're talking about in the White House. Coming up. I can understand if you are a business and people came into your business and just massacred people, how that would affect you and how you would say, we've got to do something. We can't do this anymore. So I completely understand the feelings of those who work and run Walmart. However, facts are what is important. And we are getting to a place now where corporations, I think our founders never saw this one coming. A day when corporations would be much more powerful than the federal government itself. We begin there in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, at home you have blinds over the windows for a pretty good reason. You don't want to be on display. You want some privacy. But for some reason, we're okay with it on the internet. We're okay with everything being watched, being tracked. You don't want to be watched while you're connected to Wi-Fi, because on the internet, some companies will track you and use that information to send ads or to invade our online experience. You know, when they're listening to you, and they, you know, they used to say they're not. Now, Apple even admitted, was it Apple or Amazon, that they were listening to people in intimate moments, if you will, in the bedroom, and they were letting vendors listen and laugh. What world are we living in? Here's the reason why you need Norton Secure VPN. If you want to stop people listening in, you want to stop people from tracking you, you want to make sure that your information is your information, you need Norton Secure VPN. It's a secure tunnel for information that you send and receive online so cyber criminals cannot see it while connected to Wi-Fi. It also blocks companies that want to track your browsing activity. It's a Norton Secure VPN. Browse privately with Norton Secure VPN. Secure your connection today. Just go to norton.com/VPN. Protection starts at $3.33 a month for the first year with annual enrollment. It is norton.com/VPN. Terms and conditions do apply. All right. We have two directions that we need to take on this the gun grab nonsense. Actually, more than, we had, you know, more politicians coming out yesterday with their solutions. Nobody's talking about mental health, really. Nobody's talking about what is happening with our society. There's clearly a hole in our society. Nobody wants to talk about that. They all want to talk about guns and solutions. Okay, great. Well, now let's start with a solution from corporate America. Walmart has plans to dramatically step back from ammunition sales after what they say were horrific shootings, and they were. It's going to stop all handgun sales in Alaska. Now, why in Alaska? I mean, if there's a place you need a gun, it probably is Alaska. They're going to stop all handgun sales in Alaska, marking its complete exit from the handguns category. Walmart also and Sam's Club will no longer allow open carry firearms in the stores where open carry is allowed. I mean, in Texas, nobody does, but you could wear it on your hip if you wanted to, unless you're an authorized law enforcement officer. The open carry legislation is currently on the books in more than 26 states. Walmart also, they're not changing their policy yet for those who have permits for concealed carry, but they're adding signage in the stores about this. They say that, you know, an open carry could be misinterpreted by somebody else. And what? They're going to pull their gun out and shoot? Shares of guns and ammunition makers added to the losses early in the day when it comes to the stock market. Vista Outdoor stock closed down 6%. Smith & Wesson, its stock fell 4.5%. Ruger and Company closed down 0.6%. And Walmart ended the day up 0.3%. They said that they are going to now no longer sell the bullets that are used to kill people. And so they're not going to sell 223, or is it 556 or 50? I can't remember the other one. 223 and 5 something. I can never remember it. And
227. Wasn't that a show in the 80s?
I believe that was room 222.
Okay.
I think it's what you were talking about.
Yeah, no, the Alaska thing too was essentially their point, right? Like they only had them in Alaska because it was the one place where that was like the last place they decided to sell them, and now they're even pulling them out of Alaska. Mm-hmm. Huge mass shooting problem in Alaska apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a place you need them.
It's tough, you know. I understand the idea here, right? You get pressure. You have a tragedy in one of your stores. You can understand the idea that you want to do something. Mm-hmm. But we all know these things will not be effective. The idea that because they're not at Walmart, people can't get guns. Like, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Bad people are going to get guns.
Yeah.
They're going to get guns. I mean, are there things that we can do to make sure everybody gets a background check? Yes, but they have ramifications everywhere. Now you have no place to buy bullets if you're at Walmart, and all these lefties are saying, oh, we're going to shop at Walmart now. No, you're not. You hate Walmart. You hate it. A, you think it's beneath you to shop at Walmart. B, you've been against their policies because there's a big, you know, it's a big box store. And so they're hurting their workers and they won't unionize and all of this crap. They're not going to shop there. And I will tell you that if you shop at Walmart after this, you are only going to aid all of the other industries that are going to do the same thing. Here's the thing the founders never thought of. The founders never considered that corporations could become bigger than the government. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights says what the government cannot ever do, but it doesn't say what a corporation can and cannot do. And I don't want it to. I want corporations to be able to do what they want to do. If Walmart wants to do this, Walmart should be able to do this. The problem is, there is a guy at the New York Times that is coordinating a lot of this, is openly advocating for all corporations, anyone in the chain of supply. That's truckers, shippers, gun manufacturers, gun sales, credit card companies, banks, anybody who touches a gun at all in any way, to stop providing services. Well, now, wait a minute. That's infringing on my right to own a gun. If I can't buy it anywhere, well, who needs the Second Amendment? The government could say, well, we didn't infringe, but all these companies. Yes, but they were coordinated. They're being coordinated by the left.
But there will be, I think, conservative companies that pop up and coordinate it the other way. They will push back on this stuff. I mean, you remember, too, it's weird with Walmart, right? It's a statement. And the statement is really annoying. But of course, Walmart was selling guns and all of their competitors don't. They were the only Target's not selling guns.
Yeah.
Right. So the fact that they did it longer is an I mean an argument that they actually and they're still selling guns, by the way.
Yeah.
They still are selling guns. They're the only ones doing it in this retail group. So it's a tough one because they actually are doing more even now to get guns to people in America than, you know, Target is or any of their other main competitors.
I go up to Idaho. I buy my ammunition many times at Walmart. Now I can't. I mean,
it's a tough one because they're the ones making the statement. So you want to say, you know what, I want to show them that I don't like that statement. However, these other companies have already made their statement. Mm-hmm. They're currently making the statement by not selling guns at all. We would have these issues occasionally because there'd be, one of these organized boycott groups that would come after us.
Yeah.
And they would, you know, one of these companies would pull their advertising from the show or whatever. I mean, it was a lot more rare than was reported, but occasionally did happen. And so one of these companies would pull their advertising and our listeners, who are awesome, would decide, like, I'm going to essentially punish them and go out and call them like crazy and make a big deal about it online. And it was all like motivated by really good things. And it was like we were cheering it on internally. Like there's a part of you that's just like, yes, absolutely. However, there are multiple thousands of companies that avoid these shows completely because of issues like that. Because they know if something happens and they feel like they need to pull their advertising, they're going to be the ones singled out, even though they were the ones that were actually advertising on the show, mm-hmm. right? And so it's like the one who actually takes the risk. I mean, Walmart did stand up to a lot of pressure over many years about gun sales. The fact that they're folding now, to me, is pathetic, and it's wrong, and they're doing something that's incorrect. However, you're going to give your business to another company. I mean, 99% of businesses do not sell guns. Walmart still does. So it's a tough thing to figure out. If
Walmart isn't hurt by this, it's like Nike. Look what Nike did.
Yeah.
Nike stock went up. Their sales went up. You think they're learning what lesson? They're right. Learning go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If Walmart doesn't, Walmart is different because it's right in the heart of America.
Yeah.
It should understand the heart of America, and it's the biggest retailer out there. So you have Walmart doing this. If they don't feel any pain from this, it makes everyone else. What I'm worried about, and I've been saying this for, 2 years, the banks.
Mm-hmm.
Once the banks get involved and they say they're not going to loan money to gun manufacturers, they're not going to loan money to gun stores, they're not going to allow credit cards to be used to buy guns or bullets, then it's a whole new world. Then you have, what are you going to do? I want to buy a $3,000 gun. Okay, you pull $3,000 out of your bank account. Are you going to be now on a watch list from the bank because you pulled a whole bunch of money out?
And to try buying it with a credit card, right? It's going to be difficult. You've seen this happen with marijuana across the country because it's not federally legal, still federally illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's obviously every state is, you know, moving in this direction, and many states have already legalized it. So these businesses who are raking in tons and tons of cash
have no place to keep it.
They have no place to keep it. They can't put their money in a bank. They have to like figure out there's all sorts of stories of people going to go buy homes like, you're a marijuana dealer. You take your money, you go and you buy a home in cash and then immediately sell it. And that's how you get your money out because you're essentially laundering money through the system. Right. You can't put it in a bank. So that sort of thing could actually happen with guns where, you know, look, the marijuana business is still thriving, but it's a parallel economy,
mm-hmm.
right? It's something, it's completely outside of the main system.
Again,
and,
yes.
And is this a good thing, by the way?
If
you actually care about gun violence, is it a good thing that all of these transactions are now going to happen in cash? Like, is this something you're excited about? The ramifications of these dumb decisions are never considered until afterwards.
Much worse. Much worse. The guy at the New York Times says, yes, because the most killers can't afford the guns. So they have to put them on credit cards.
Right, yeah. That's their big argument.
Okay. All right.
Really?
Okay.
Only poor people are killing people? Because I know if I said that, we'd get thrown off the air. It's only poor people who are the murderers. That's one that gets conservatives banned from radio.
Okay, so this is the corporate realm. This is the attack from the corporate realm. We know the political realm. But let me share with you what I shared with you yesterday, first about something called BCI, and then what the Trump administration has brought back to the table as a possible solution. It is the beginning of the police state. In no uncertain terms. I'll give it to you here in just a second. Somewhere in America, within the sound of my voice, there's a man in a department store pulling a calfskin card case from his back pocket. He pays in cash, though, because he likes to deal in cash wherever he can. And that card case with the rough hands holding it says about as much as him, and as the man, as the pair of Tecovas boots on his feet. You wouldn't know it to look at him, but this man has kept your power on through the rain and through the shine for the past 30 years or so, because that was his frontier, keeping the power on. His integrity took shape in the form of your warmth and your safety. He's the guy out in the truck when something happens. That's his frontier. That's why he wears Tecovas boots, because they mean something more than just covering your feet. Check out Tecovas today, and you're going to get a really, really nice free calfskin soft leather card case, all hand-stitched in bourbon color. Can we come up with another color than bourbon? As an alcoholic, it just makes me uncomfortable. with any $150 purchase that you make, you get this. It's almost a $50 value. It's free with any purchase over $150, but don't wait, because they're only available while supplies last. They don't have very many of these. It won't be long. Enter the promo code BECK at checkout. You'll get a pair of Tecovas boots at tecovas.com/BECK. Enter BECK at checkout for your free card case with your purchase. That's tecovas.com/BECK. Tecovas, timeless style that will complement your style. Comfortable confidence. Western wear for your frontier. Tecovas.com/BECK. We break for 10 seconds. Station ID. I've been telling you for a while that we are entering a brave new world, and that we must have these conversations now and discuss right now what we're willing to accept and what we're not willing to accept. Because as they're rolled out, if you don't really think about it, they're just going to be rolled out and everybody will accept it, and then everything will be fine until it's not. Okay? We have to decide, is there a line? And what that line is. Yesterday, I told you something about BCI. Those are brain-computer interfaces. This is reality. This is not science fiction. It's about a year with Elon Musk. It's about a year away from actual human testing of this. But with Zuckerberg, it's already been tested, and he has the algorithm that can actually read your mind. It can take the neurons in your head, read them, and attach words to those neurons. Now, you have to ask yourself, is there any privacy anymore? Do you have a right to your own thoughts? Or does the government have a right to those thoughts? Do the corporations have a right to those thoughts? By the way, it works two ways. Not only can it read, it can write. So in other words, it can nudge you one way or another without you even knowing it. Now, Musk is saying that we have to have this because we're not going to be able to handle AI. We will be destroyed by AI. He said we're just going to be too stupid and too slow to understand really anything that is going on, and it's going to become godlike. So we must be immersed in the internet. But remember, the internet is two ways. Now, if you thought that was nuts, that is the next, that is the end game step, I believe. That's when Stephen Hawking becomes right, when he said by 2050, Homo sapiens will no longer exist. He didn't mean that all humans are going to die. What he meant was you will be so augmented by 2050 that you will no longer be human. You're going to be a new hybrid and a new sort of being. and there won't be any natural human beings left because everyone will either want this or be required to have it. Imagine if the guy working next to you was constantly wired to the internet and could see everything, and when he meets somebody, he knows their name, he knows everything about them, and you are sitting there, you're just a natural person. You're not going to be able to compete. So is that the world you want? Now, that seems like it's a long way away, but trust me, it is not. Let me give you this. The Trump administration is considering a proposal that would use Google, Amazon, and Apple to collect data on users who exhibit characteristics of mental illness that could lead to violent behavior. The proposal is part of an initiative to create a Health Advanced Research Projects Agency, or HARPA. It would be located inside the Health and Human Services Department. The new agency would have a separate budget, and the president would be responsible for ordering its director. HARPA would take after Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, or DARPA, which serves as the research arm for the Pentagon. Now, this idea was first crafted and presented to the White House in 2017, but it failed to gather any ground. However, it has a renewed push. Susan Wright Foundation approached the president recently and proposed the agency include a project called Stopping Abhorrent Fatal Events by Helping Overcome Mental Extremes, or SAFE Home is the acronym. Who's against SAFE Home? The woman's wife is Bob Wright. He was former executive of NBC. He was the chair of NBC. Close relationship with Donald Trump. They're now looking at your Apple Watch and Amazon Echo and Google Home to listen to see if you have any disturbing patterns that the government should be aware of. America, it's time to stop talking about the stupid, silly things and see the writing on the wall and decide who are we and where are we going.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Yesterday, I got a lot of flack, apparently, because I suggested that you should taunt your pet cat with a MyPillow dog bed, which is on sale now for $19.99 at MyPillow.com. And now lots of stuff on sale. The new radio listener specials, you just click on that, use the promo code Beck, and you're going to see a lot. And look, okay, I mean, I could be a little more sensitive. If you own a cat, by all means, let it sleep on the MyPillow dog bed. You know, just remember to passive-aggressively remind it every day that it's one lucky cat, because that's a dog bed. And if you were just a dog, you'd get one of these named after you, but you're not. I'm just saying. Head on over to MyPillow.com today and check out the new radio listener specials. You're going to find a variety of really great deals. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. Get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the dog bed, for as low as $19.99. Enter the promo code Beck at 800-966-3117 or MyPillow.com.
Dave Rubin is coming to Blaze TV. Go to blazetv.com, use the promo code Glenn, and save $10 off your subscription.
Yeah. So here's what's great. The Trump administration is considering using Amazon Echo, Google, and Apple Watch to determine if citizens should own a gun.
That's bone chilling.
It is.
It's
a violation of so many amendments.
Yeah.
So many amendments. And are you going to be required to have one of those things now? Like, for instance, healthcare? We're required to buy healthcare now. Are you going to be required to have Google, Amazon, or Apple in your home monitoring you?
If you're going to use that as a means of whether or not you can own a gun, you'd have to, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to.
And that's just common sense. Look, it's just a watch.
And who designs this? The like Mark Zuckerberg and that goofy, whatever his name is at Google, and the Apple people are going to tell us whether or not we're stable enough to own a gun? I don't trust them to make that decision.
My family is so unbelievably sarcastic. I mean, we can go for, Pat, you and I are like this. We can go for 2 hours without saying something
serious.
Serious, okay? We are just so.
And we have.
Yeah, so sarcastic.
Yeah.
If you were eavesdropping on our conversation, you would think that we were out of our mind nuts.
Look what just happened with Leif Olson. What was his name? He's in the Trump administration with some role in labor and hourly wages and all this stuff. And he got fired because Bloomberg found anti-Semitic quotes from him on the internet. It's like, okay, well, I mean, that, you know, maybe that gets you fired, right? Mm-hmm. Except for the fact that they weren't anti-Semitic quotes. They were him mocking the alt-right. So he was like taking the sort of persona of an alt-right person.
Wow.
And you can read it. It's blatantly obvious that it is absolutely mocking the alt-right, the Paul Nehlen, Paul Ryan election. He liked Ryan more and was mocking the Paul Nehlen acolytes. And they found this, took it out of context. Bloomberg writes a story about it, is still standing by the story, despite the fact that even like CNN has called them out and said, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is blatantly not... it is not an anti-Semitic comment.
CNN. Wow.
They still are sticking by it. And the Trump administration got wind of this, and now he had to resign. He's out of a gig.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, why are they not rehiring the guy and using it to just blast the media? They should. It's a great point. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it is now at the point, and we've seen this happen with, I mean, it happened to Jeffrey Lord. It happened to Dana Lash, where they will go back and pull statements and act as if you were serious when you said them.
Happened to those guys. We were the model. According to Cheryl Atkinson, this show was the model of that.
Happened to Pat and I once, filling in for you when we were Media Matters, took a quote out of context when we were talking about Keith Olbermann. And there was a shooting where Keith Olbermann was blaming, you know, the right or whatever for the shooting, as they always do. And we decided to just go through and find stuff from Keith Olbermann that Keith Olbermann had said that motivated another shooter. And we kind of said, like, we went through and made the whole case. And at the end, we stopped and we said, now that is exactly what they would say about us. Mm-hmm. That is how bad the case is. Of course, that's not true. And we explained the entire thing.
And they just conveniently left that part out.
Yeah, they just cut it off before then and posted it. So we, Pat and Stu blame Keith Olbermann for shooting.
Okay, so how many times have you been in a conversation and has been brought up and you're like, no, I don't think I said that. But if I did, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. I can't imagine the context in which I would have said that.
All right.
Now, if Google, Apple, and the government, like the NSA, have all of your life recorded and you can't have access to it, you only get access, like, we should have access to our entire file of whatever the NSA or anybody else has collected on us. That stuff should be ours. We don't have access to it. They could take anything out of context, play it and say, is that not you? Well, yeah, but I can't imagine. Well, you said that earlier and you said you didn't say it. Now you said it. So is that you? I guess. How do you defend yourself? How do you talk? You know, the thing that I said right after 9/11 was the difference between America and the rest of the world is that Americans still trust each other. We've never turned on each other. We did in the Civil War, but we've never turned on each other like with a police state. We've never turned each other in. We've never done that because we didn't feel like it was a threat, that our neighbor was a threat. And so nobody was spying for a government agency. Well, now Facebook, Google, Apple will be spying, and they already are. They are CIA, I believe, was one of the first big investors in Google because they want the AI research. They want all of this stuff. So when Google was protesting, the Google employees were protesting a couple of weeks back, and they were saying, Google shouldn't be giving the information to ICE about who's here illegally. And I thought to myself, wait, when did that start? Well, they've always been doing that. That's part of the deal. The government.
They're working with the government.
They're working with the government.
They're pretty much, they're close to being the government at this point.
You know, I
they
said
really
this,
are.
I said this earlier, and Stu kind of looked at me kind of strangely, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, Stu, and yours, Pat. I don't know if the government ever saw a time where the government would be taking a back seat.
Oh, you said the founders had did not foresee.
Yes. What did I?
You said the founders. One thing the founders didn't see was that the corporations would get bigger than the government.
Yeah, meaning
and I still
these the Google would have more power, more information than the United States government. That they could usurp the rights of man, and the government couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, I don't think I agree with that. I mean, I think they would always see, and one of the things that's interesting about the Google part of this is that one of the limitations of the government is they usually can't do these things competently, right? Google can, right? Google, the reason why Google is popular and we keep giving them all of our information is because they do a really good job with it. They do a really good job making their products work better than all of the other products. They're everything they have is a better option than everything else available.
And so does Amazon.
And Amazon.
So does Apple.
Yep. You know, there's three or four companies, or you know, there's you know those companies. I think now, of course, you know, Google cannot put you in prison. They cannot put you at the barrel of a gun legally.
No, but they can work with the government to do that.
They also can put you in digital prison. I mean,
yeah.
Look, if you're not allowed to. If you're searching for somebody and they just are not found anywhere, you're not online, you have no digital footprint. I mean, I say hurrah for you, but you have no digital footprint. You've been completely erased. If you include like firearms, now the government will say, you know what? He buys firearms. We're not going to let him use any of our banking services. You have no place to go. This is honestly the mark of the beast. You know, we always thought it was just something to read, you know, a scanner to be able to let you in. How about the mark of the beast being planted in your forehead, being something like BCI, where it is actually reading your mind and allowing you to go online? I mean, we're in the territory now to where I never understood as a kid how you couldn't buy or sell. You couldn't do anything anywhere on Earth in the days of the mark of the beast.
Oh, you can easily see that now.
Oh my gosh. In 100 different
easily.
Ways.
I mean, it's there's five episodes of Black Mirror about it.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's very much in our culture now for sure.
And what's crazy is 5G is going to make all of this stuff possible. And I get a lot of mail from people saying, Glenn, 5G is evil. Well, no. 5G is what we make of it. And right now, things are being used for bad purposes because we don't care enough. But if you don't have 5G, we will be India overnight. Once 5G is launched,
we'll be left behind.
Oh, you will lose everything.
Yep.
You lose everything. We will become India. We will be a substandard nation. Now, I don't care if we're a superpower. I mean, I think the world is a better place because we are. But, and I don't mind, you know, I'd rather live in poverty than be a slave to technology. But we better have that conversation right now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the reason why I kind of gave you a little bit of a look when you said that, one, I think if Google has to work with the government to get these things done, then it implies that the government is still bigger, right? I mean, they still are bigger. And Google has a lot of positive influence on us as well. These big companies do a lot of really great things for us. And so it's a mixed bag where the government is sort of on the other side of that. But the other part of it is the founders not seeing it. One of the things the founders did very clearly see was the enemy of liberty was dependence. And we are so dependent on these things now that like the point you make of like they could put you in digital prison. Well, we were all in digital prison as of 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. All of us. Mm-hmm. We all had no profile at all with digital. Now it's such a big deal in our lives that just the idea of being deplatformed or something like that, something that, think how laughable the idea of being deplatformed would have been 20 years ago. Who cares if you can't post things on the internet? It's not a loss of freedom. I mean, people would just be like, who cares? Now it is like a massive thing because it drives the way we communicate, the way we run our businesses. I mean, all sorts of different things are impacted. So we've become so dependent on those things, and we've almost ceded the ability to withdraw from it. And that dependence is what takes away the liberty. You know, it can be the government, it can be companies, it can be your neighbor, but you're supposed to be able to be independent enough to not have to draw into those systems as a requirement.
We're in a prison of our own making.
Mm. Well,
there you go.
It's deep.
Yeah,
isn't that powerful? You know, Pat and I, we have the same faith, and we have something called, it's wildly misunderstood, something called the Word of Wisdom. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, oh, you can't have caffeine. No, you can have caffeine.
Your church tells you what you can and can't do.
No, they don't.
You make a suggestion, and I follow it.
Right, and it's not about caffeine. It's not. Mm. I remember I went out to, with my bishop.
They sell
early
caffeine
on.
At Cougar Stadium now.
Yeah, so. I buy the bag.
They're just bag of powdered caffeine.
Powdered caffeine.
That sounds awesome.
Straight
Can
caffeine.
I get that delivered?
Yeah. So anyway, so I was out with a bishop once, and I didn't order a Coke because it had caffeine in it. I love Coke, and I said, "Do you have a caffeine-free Coke?" And they said, "No, weirdo, we don't." And I said, "Okay, I'll have a Sprite." And my bishop looked at me and said, "Did you give up caffeine?" And I said, "Well, yeah." And he said, "Good for you. I'll have a Coke, please." And I said, "Wait, what the heck is that? What is that?" And he said, "Glenn, it is not about caffeine. However, if caffeine drives your life, if you're one of these people like, I cannot function without a cup of coffee. And you really mean it. I mean, there are people who are like, I got to have a cup of coffee. And they don't mean it. But if you're one of these people that you cannot function without caffeine, you need to give that up. Because you can't be a slave to anything. That's the idea. Don't be a slave to anything. And we are slaves to almost everything.
Yeah.
Almost everything. Especially technology. Talk to somebody about giving up technology. No, I can't. Mm-hmm. And schools are doing this. My kids have to have technology. They have to have tablets because that's all their homework comes on. That's all their paperwork is done on. That's all they use in school. And I'm like,
wow,
what? What about, I don't know, a paper and pencil? No, we don't use that. They won't be able to. Okay. That's just bad.
I'd be interested to hear, maybe we have time later on today to talk about, because you just met with Dave Rubin, who once a year for an entire month goes off the grid completely.
He said it is fantastic.
I would love to hear what that experience is like.
He said it is so great. He said you Jones for a little while, and then he said my whole world opened up. He said he actually said during the broadcast, he hadn't done anything until the broadcast. And he said, I'm kind of worried about going back into it. I have butterflies in my stomach. I had dinner with him 3 hours later. And he said, I'm just starting to go through my email. He said, I hate this. I hate this. Mm. It's an interesting thing to give it up. Thanks, Pat.
By the way, one thing you should not give up, Pat Gray Unleashed.
It's online, on your tablet, on your phone, it's everywhere. Soon it'll be beamed directly into your brain. It's a good way.
It's the good kind of technology, though.
It's the good kind of technology. Yeah. This one helps.
Yeah, that one's good to be addicted to.
Sure.
If you can't live without it, that's good.
That's good for you. All right. Simply Safe. One of the things in life that is worth its weight in gold is peace of mind. You spend a lot of time away from your home. Between your job and everything else you do on a regular basis, you're actually home very little, especially during the week. Simply Safe's home monitoring system is what you need for peace of mind. It's state-of-the-art, best in the business. There's no contract, no hidden fees. There's no fine print. Simply Safe can provide you with amazing around-the-clock home monitoring, both inside and outside, for $15 a month. Now, how much better would you feel knowing that there is one less major thing in your life that you have to worry about all the time? Simply Safe. It is the way to go. Simply Safe. Huge deal going on right now. Go to simplysafebeck.com. Get a free HD security camera when you order. That's a $100 value. You'll have eyes on your home 24/7 and video evidence if somebody tries to get in. It's your free HD security camera. Get it now at simplysafebeck.com. That's simplysafebeck.com.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Oh, we've got some great stuff coming up for you in just a little while. we have Elizabeth Warren talking about how she's going to control light bulbs, straws, and what we eat, cheeseburgers. Mm.
So I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
I'm also interested in the fact that, you know, how many times have we said something so agonizing that blood's going to start shooting out of your eye?
Oh, my gosh.
Here's a seven-hour CNN climate change conference, and in the middle of it, while on stage, Joe Biden has blood shooting out of his eye.
That guy, man.
I mean, it filled with blood.
I know. It filled with blood.
Weird.
He starts with two white eyes. He ends with one white eye and one red eye. And if I thought somebody was going to go full-fledged red on stage, it wasn't him. It wasn't him. But blood shooting out of his eyes. This guy is just, like, disintegrating in front of us. I mean, he's already had two aneurysms.
And how frustrating must this be for Hillary Clinton? Like, she fainted once, and like right. the whole
this
campaign
guy's
fell
got,
apart.
Like, 24-hour Ebola and a stroke going on, and he's like, "No, I'm fine, really." And
oh, he's up by 26 points. All right.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Let's see. Real Estate Agents I Trust is our sponsor for the Spotlight sponsorship. Over 1,000 agents strong right now. We have another 5,000 who are on a waiting list to join. Now, what that means is we don't have to go and vet all of these people. These are people that we've vetted. These are people that we're looking at. These are people we're not going to grow our list to a list that is unmanageable for us, because we go back and we check. Are these people, you know, doing what they said that they would do? Are they people who are, you know, living the credo of the truth lives here? How were they selling your house? Is their track record still the same? If one of those bounce out, then we take one of the other 5,000 that are waiting and we put them in. We don't want anybody who isn't living up to the idea that this is a real estate agent that is the best, that will sell your home fast and for the most amount of money. If we don't have a real estate agent in your area, we're just not going to grab one. We don't recommend them. We want to make sure these are the right people to sell your home. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. That's RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. This is not just a commercial I'm reading. I own this company, and we watch people very carefully because I trust you. You trust me, and I don't want to ever hurt that bond. It's RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. You know, I spent a couple of days out in California, and it is so great out there. It is so great. I had a change of heart. I thought, only if the government could just control more of our lives, maybe we could be as great as California. Maybe we could have, you know, the Black Plague return to our streets. Maybe we could have homelessness and people crapping on the streets. And there was a really sweet, sweet article that I read this morning about a little girl who... her parents thought she were dreaming and making things up because they looked outside her window and they didn't see anything. And she's like, "No, I'm telling you, Mom and Dad, somebody was crapping on our roof of our car." "No, honey, that's not happening." And then they went out the next morning and somebody had crapped on their car. It's beautiful. California, especially this time of year. It's wonderful. Well, the good news is that could be coming to a neighborhood near you. Because last night on CNN with the climate change nonsense, oh my gosh, did they have things and stuff they want to do to control your life. No. Only for the better. Only for the better. In 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I want to read something written by a guy named Joseph. He lives in New Jersey. Joseph, as you will hear, knows a few things about being in pain. He wrote, "I was in pain, Glenn, for years after a van hit me while I was crossing a street in New York City. Taking Relief Factor. After taking it, I felt good for the first time in years. I could play with my children again and not be saying, 'Let Daddy lie down for just a bit.' I can even do yard work again." Okay, well, that's not good. All right. Well, you got to just keep up the, oh, man. No, honey, the pain when I'm in the yard doing chores and stuff, it's bad then. But he says, I feel like I've gotten my life back. Every day in America, people with stories just like Joseph's discover Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a great way to reduce the inflammation that causes pain, and it works for 70% of those who try it. It was invented by doctors, but it's important to note that it is not a drug. For $19.95, you can get a 3-week quick start. Don't put it off another day. Listen to me. Listen to Joseph. It works for 70% of the people that try it, and you will get your life back. It's ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Man, we had everything last night on CNN, including a show that was absolutely unwatchable, so none of us did. We just had our producers watch it, so we didn't have to. But we could get the clips to share with you, because you may or may not want to hear them as well. But here are the highlights. And if you look at this as something that is, you know, not the destruction of our country, not the destruction of everything that we know, including freedom throughout the world, if you look at it as not actually something that is going to happen, it's kind of funny. It's the only way that'll stop you from hanging yourself. Here is Joe Biden. He was a little confused last night, but I think he was totally fine. Listen, here he is. Biden confused.
Look what's happened in the Midwest. We have a number of significant bases that relate to military bases that relate to our national security that, in fact, were rendered almost useless, including, I can't go into the great detail to say it, but my point is it significantly reduced our national security.
Okay, so was he just hesitating because he couldn't say what he knew, or was he having another aneurysm? Last night, he started to bleed from his eye. He's like a James Bond character. You know the guy in Casino Royale that you're playing cards, he's bleeding from the eye, and you're like, I know he's bluffing. When he bleeds from the eye, he's bluffing. His eye filled up with blood last night. Which is a sign of high blood pressure, high stress, aneurysm also. He's had two aneurysms. He had to have one cut out of his head. They actually took the top of his head off. This guy is, he's not in good health. Would it surprise anyone if a blood vessel just popped in his head? I mean, I hate to say that. It's awful, but he's had two already. They thought the second one, they thought he was never going to come back because it hit his speech, ingoing and outgoing. So he's not in good health. Who is he going to pick for vice president? Because that's really who you're going to be voting for.
I mean, it's a bigger consideration with any candidate that's older, right?
Right.
I mean,
but there's a difference. I mean, that's a consideration with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. But Donald Trump is not, well, I was going to say Donald Trump is not getting tripped up over his words, but he is. But that's him. That's not age. Right. That's him. Okay. This is not Joe Biden.
Yeah. You can see, if you're watching these clips too, you can see him pushing through it. Like he's trying to get to the word, and you can see him almost physically trying to will himself to be able to say what he's trying to say. Now, you're right. It could, in this particular instance, be something he's trying to protect for national security. It's possible. But, I mean, he does this all the time.
All the time. I think that has everything to do with his last aneurysm. They really didn't think that
maybe.
He would be. Well, it's out there. I mean, it's in his medical record. They didn't think that he would recover that time because it was right in his speech center.
It could be age, or it could be the aneurysm, or it could be something we don't know about. But whatever it is, it's noticeable. Right. Like Biden was never smart. Right. Like Biden was never the guy who was nailing every single comment. He was always gaffing. But this is
different.
It's different. He's
different.
Struggling to find the words he's trying to get to. It's different than like what we saw with Hillary. And, right. And I know like the Hillary thing blew up into a big issue because she fell on camera. And it was like a scary thing. She just passed out for seemingly no reason.
She kind of has the Angela Merkel thing going on, where Merkel was. You don't necessarily see it anywhere, but all of a sudden Angela Merkel is like shaking. Mm. Have you seen those videos?
No.
Oh my gosh, you have to look it up. Look for Angela Merkel shaking with heads of state, and she'll be standing for a long time. And the first time she did it, they said, well, she was dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. That's what they said about Hillary, too, didn't they?
Right. And then the next time, what, they didn't give her a glass of water before she went out? And, I mean, it's disturbing how she shakes. You know, so Hillary kind of had that. This is different. This is a mental thing to where he seems to be losing his mental agility.
And do you think it would be a minor passing issue if Donald Trump, in the middle of a debate, started with two eyes that were white, and then by the end, one of them was red? Do you think the coverage would be a tad different than what's going on with Joe Biden, where people are not even acknowledging it, basically?
No.
I mean, with the exception of sub-conservative people saying, like, that was kind of weird. That's it, right? There's the mainstream media as a whole is not even bothering with it. He's got previous health concerns. Now, look, I don't think that making your eye, this does happen to people. I mean, it is a relatively common thing. But if it was with Donald Trump, can you imagine? They'd be saying it was Satan popping his head through his eyeball.
They would. He's the Terminator. All right. So now let's go to Elizabeth Warren. There's a story out today that Elizabeth Warren is the only one that scares Donald Trump. I don't think that's true. But they're making the point that she is Teflon, that no matter what happens, for some reason, she can withstand it. I don't think so. I think she's made to battle Donald Trump and lose.
Oh, yeah. I think she was designed in a laboratory to lose to Donald Trump in an election. If you could design the perfect candidate to lose to Trump.
You ever seen Bot Wars?
Yeah. Okay.
She's like one of those that gets out into the cage and you're like, that's dead in 2 seconds.
It's funny that people would have that opinion about Elizabeth Warren when really the opposite was the consensus as of 6 months ago. Like, she has had a good run here for 6 months, but there's no reason to believe with focused attention. No one's taking shots at her, right? Like, the only person who you'd see who could really compete with her in her current environment is Sanders, because Sanders is the only one who can get to her left.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, Sanders doesn't do anything about Elizabeth Warren. They have a agreed upon truce that's been widely reported. So she's not facing any criticism right now. If you are, let's say you're Joe Biden, the thing you can't do is come out and say, well, you know what the problem is? Elizabeth Warren's too liberal. You can't say that. No one can criticize her right now because she's found her spot all the way to the left. The only people who are doing it are like, well, I know what she's saying, but that's not realistic. And that just makes you look like you're not trying hard enough or you don't have big enough vision. In a primary, it's really hard to win that way. So Elizabeth Warren is in a nice spot where she basically can't be criticized, and she can criticize all of her opponents at will. Because she can get to all of their lefts, with the exception of Bernie Sanders, who she has a truce with. So, well, of course she's doing well in an environment in which she's not facing any counterfire.
But tell me what Donald Trump would do to somebody who said this. Here's Warren controlling everything.
Is that a yes?
No. Look, there are a lot of ways that we try to change our energy consumption and our pollution. And God bless all of those ways. Some of it is with light bulbs. Some of it is on straws. Some of it is on cheeseburgers, right? There are a lot of different pieces to this. And I get that people are trying to find the part that they can work on and what can they do. And I'm in favor of that. And I'm going to help and I'm going to support.
So I'm going to help support, you know, cheeseburger bans, light bulb bans. Because the question was, should the government be involved in light bulbs? And regulation of light bulbs.
Right. And you could tell where she was leading. We didn't want to have that's where that clip ends. But basically what she's saying is, you know what? Stopping using straws is wonderful and I support you, but we need much more drastic action, right? That is what the government, and of course, to support her on this, she's absolutely right. If you believe the science and all the horrible warnings about global warming, you have a situation where straws do nothing. For this. The straws are just virtue signaling. When you go into a restaurant and they don't give you a straw, they're just trying to tell you they like the environment. It has nothing to do with the environment. We all know that the statistic that they're basing these straw bans on was made by a 9-year old, literally a 9-year old, a 9-year old who called a bunch of straw companies as part of a school project. And that is why this straw ban is going on. A 9-year old. So this is not something that any scientist would tell you is doing anything. It isn't. But it's all about telling everyone else what a wonderful person you are.
Well, Beto said last night that his 8-year old knew that El Paso would be unfit for humans to live in soon.
Sounds like an 8-year old, right? Understanding of an issue.
That's exactly what I thought. He was like, even my 8-year old knows that El Paso is not going to be livable for humans. And I thought, yeah, really, only an 8-year old would think that. Yeah. You know, and maybe you
well,
as
Beto
well.
Beto was president. It might be unlivable. Right.
So they really got down to the nitty gritty on whether or not we should eat meat. We'll get to that. But don't worry. They're not extremists. You know who's extremists? Those Tea Partiers that say we should abide by the Constitution.
Oh, I hate those people.
Those guys are so extreme. Banning meat when we come back. So you own your own business. There's a lot of things that you need to do and need to consider on a daily basis. And the comfort and productivity of your employees is one of them. Those people, they're coming in every day that sit down to their computers and make money for the company. The least you can do is make sure that they're comfortable while they do it. Investing in the right type of office chair may not seem like a big deal, but it really is. May I suggest, if you are buying new chairs for your business, that you at least try the X chair. Just order one. Put it in, you know, to the bullpen where everybody's sitting. Just, and I'm telling you, they will fight over that chair. It is so great with the patented dynamic variable lumbar support. X chair is what everyone needs for a comfortable work day. And thanks to X chair's 30-day, no questions asked guarantee of satisfaction, you have zero risk. If they're not fighting over that chair within 30 days, ship it back. Most companies can't do that because they don't have a product like X-Chair that nobody ever ships back. X-Chair on sale now for $100 off. Just go to xchairbeck.com. That's X-Chair, B-E-C-K.com. Or call 1-844-4X-Chair. Go to xchairbeck.com right now and use the promo code Beck. You're going to receive a free set of the new X-Wheels with your chair. It's xchairbeck.com, promo code Beck. We pause for 10 seconds. Station ID. So Kamala Harris had a couple of just common sense ideas that I think you're just going to love. Kamala said, first, she wants to ban fracking. Here she is on fracking.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, starting with what we can do on day one around public lands, right? And then there has to be legislation. But yes, and this is something I've taken on in California. I have a history of working on this issue. And to your point, we have to just acknowledge that the residual impact of fracking is enormous in terms of the impact on the health and safety of communities.
How? What evidence do you have on that? What evidence do you have that fracking leads to anything bad? Give that to me. Fracking, by the way, is the reason why we are no longer dependent on the Middle East for oil. We don't need anything else. We are now the leader in oil and gas reserves. The leader. We are not dependent. For the very first time, we don't have to worry about it. And it's because of fracking. You want to know why the price of gasoline is down? Fracking. You want to know why we can now diss Saudi Arabia and actually talk about not selling them stuff? Fracking.
You want to know why our emissions are down?
Fracking.
Fracking.
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. But not as crazy as this. Here's her second idea.
The balance that we have to strike here frankly, is about what government can and should do around creating incentives and then banning certain behaviors. I mean, just to be very honest with you, I love cheeseburgers from time to time, right? I mean, I just do. And I think that, but there has to be also what we do in terms of creating incentives that we will eat in a healthy way, that we will encourage moderation, and that we will be educated about the effect of our eating habits on our environment. And we have to do a much better job of that, and the government has to do a much better job of that.
You want
to
stop? Okay, stop. So, I mean, stop. I'm just saying. Stop. I can't take it. My head will explode. My eye will start to bleed like Joe Biden's. if this isn't the predictions made in Agenda 21, where they control absolutely everything, if they control healthcare, they have a reason to get in and say, well, we have a right to look at what you're eating and how you're exercising. Look at what she said. Create incentives. There's only two ways to create incentives for the government to do that. And that is tax breaks, which they ain't coming. And the other is, well, you'll save money on your health insurance. You'll save money. We won't. If you are eating this much meat, then you're going to have to pay more for your health insurance or whatever. That's how they're going to do it. That's nudging. The government doesn't have any place in that because the government doesn't have any place in our health insurance. However, if they're providing the health insurance, they have every right to control everything in your life. If they're giving you, quote unquote, health insurance, why should we pay for the people who are fat and eating too much? And yeah. I mean, they're disposable people, really.
I'm actually torn on this, too, as to whether these things are good or not. Because part of me thinks, yeah, you know, gosh, you believe the government is like wanting to, they're going to track down how many cheeseburgers you eat and change your health insurance rates over it. Part of me thinks, you know what, that's exactly what they should do. And we should all realize this is exactly what they're going to do. Because if you get your health care through the government,
right,
this is the type of thing you're going to be facing.
Correct.
And then you know what, people will probably choose the private market a lot more often. Because the private market will have to compete and then will do those things and make your life, unlike what the government's going to do with it. I think there's a good argument to say, you know what, maybe if you're taking money from the government, maybe they should control most of your life.
You know what, we had that Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
Has anybody had the Impossible Whopper yet?
Oh, yes. Many times. Sir.
Are they here in Texas?
They are, yeah. They're everywhere.
Could you get one?
You want to do another taste test?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Because I said, when I saw the commercial for the Impossible Whopper, I looked at my son and I said, that's the future. Because if it is as good as the Impossible Burger that I've had before,
yeah.
If it just tastes like meat, I don't care. I like the taste of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I like the texture of meat. I like a good steak, and they can't make a good steak yet. But if they can make a steak that is just as good and it's not meat, I don't care.
Yeah, most people are like, they want what they want. They would prefer not to have all of those side effects of, you know, if you're on the left, global warming. If you're on the right, it might be animal stuff or whatever it is. Like, you'd prefer, right? If you could get it for the same cost and get the same protein and the same taste, like, why would you?
Why not?
You know, it'd be great.
That's,
not to have
again,
to go
that's how the free market works. Mm-hmm. You know, I finally, how long have I been working on solar energy at my house?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's been an adventure.
It's been an adventure, mm-hmm. and I've spent a fortune, an absolute fortune trying to do it. It wasn't ready for prime time. Okay. Now it is. I finally have a system in the last year or so that can provide all of my energy needs.
Great.
And it's unbelievably inexpensive for where it was, still out of price range, but it's coming. There's no reason to mandate everything. It's coming.
Yeah, and conservatives would love that.
Yes.
I mean, conservatives would love the idea.
I'm off the grid entirely.
Off the grid. It's cheaper. You know, if you know the global warming concerns, if it addresses those, fantastic, right? But the idea that in the end, we're going to have an independent energy source that could be cheaper and clean, that's just a fantastic development for everybody. And
well,
of course, conservatives cheer it on.
No, it's not good for everybody. They have promised that they are not going to build another nuclear power plant.
Unbelievable.
Well, we're not building them now.
Yeah.
We haven't built a new one since when?
If you're serious about the climate, though, you want new nuclear power.
You have to have nuclear power if you're serious about the climate.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Anybody remember back in the ancient foggy mists of about 2 weeks ago when people were throwing themselves out of windows because of the negative yield curve. Remember how that was a sure sign we're headed for a recession? Well, it's not a sure sign, but let me tell you what it is. When the yield curve is zero or negative, it means that banks can't make enough money by lending money, so they stop lending money. Now, that's bad news for people, whether it ends up in a recession or not. That's just bad news. The good news is that gold just hit a six-year high. Lower interest rates, easing of monetary policy has helped make gold and silver prone to a rally. By the way, did you see that they're saying now that negative interest rates are in America's future? Negative interest rates. You want to talk about gold? Maybe you should call them right now and talk to them. Get all the important risk information. Do your own homework. You're smart enough to figure this out. 866-GOLDLINE, 1-866-GOLDLINE, or goldline.com. Call them now. Get their important risk information. 866-GOLDLINE or goldline.com.
In case you missed the big announcement this week, Blaze TV is adding Dave Rubin. BlazeTV.com. Promo code is Glenn, and it'll save you $10.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Welcome to it. We're going to get back to what was said during the debates last night and this great global warming idea. Also, back to a gun ban here in just a few minutes. But I want to introduce you to somebody who's a guest of mine in the studio today. His name is Brett Johnson. I don't know Brett. I met him yesterday. But Brett was listening to KNRS, 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I called in because yesterday was my wife's birthday, and I'm in Los Angeles. And she always says to me, you know, I'll say, honey, it's 20 years. I've tried. Everything I get my wife, she does not like.
Oh, you've bought her spectacular presents. And
I bought little presents, spectacular yep. presents. I've done everything.
Every little combination.
Nothing. And she's always, I don't need anything. And the minute that you would say, okay, well, I won't get you anything, that's the worst move. I know that's a trap. Okay, I'm never falling for that. I know that's a trap. So we were traveling about a week ago, and we were in Utah, which has Cafe Rio. Now, for some reason, my wife, if she could design heaven, it would be a Cafe Rio. Okay. We have to have Cafe Rio.
Cafe Rio.
Yeah. We have to have Cafe Rio the minute we land and the last thing before we take off. Okay.
And is it can you describe it?
It's a Mexican restaurant. It's like
a high-end Mexican
restaurant?
No,
it's like a Casa Verde here in...
Oh,
it's
Costa
better,
Vida?
Costa Vida,
right.
Yes,
okay.
Like that.
I don't think those are any all over the place either, but like the...
They're up from a Taco Bell, but...
How about from a Chipotle? A little above a Chipotle?
Is it a little about the same? Yeah,
okay.
I think it's about the same.
All right, okay.
So it's no big deal. It's
yeah,
just
good
a
food,
it's a
yeah.
fast food restaurant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she loves it. And so I thought to myself, that's what I'm going to get her for her birthday. Because she was having...
They're in Los Angeles, too?
Well, yes, but I didn't have any friends in Los Angeles. Mm. And I was coming home too late. And so I was in Los Angeles, and I couldn't get... you think I'm going to get through security with a bunch of food and everything else? Not a chance in hell. And they didn't have one past the security gates.
Yeah, I don't think they actually are in... If I understand, they're not even in Los Angeles, I don't think. Are they?
I don't know. There may be one.
I think there's like... Because, you know, I do know a little bit about the story, and we looked at it yesterday. I think there's like... It's like Utah, Arizona...
I think
maybe there's one or two other states.
I thought it was in Los Angeles, but it could be wrong. Mm-hmm. So I knew I didn't have a chance. So I decided to call Rod Arquette, who is at our station at KNRS mm-hmm. in Salt Lake. And Rod is just a super great guy, and he's just a normal guy. And I called him up, and I said, Rod, I know this is really stupid. I said, but I want to get my wife a gift, and what she really will want for her birthday is Cafe Rio. And he just started laughing, and he's like, no, really? And I'm like, no, really, that's what she will want. That'd be the best. I'll get so many husband points for this.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I called the attorney general's office and they're like, Glenn, we can't help you get food through the TSA. And I'm like, really? I mean, there's nothing you can do. Threaten them with some sort of investigation. They're like, no. So
that's not the way it works. Well, I mean, it is the way it works, but we're not doing that for you.
So I call Rod and I said, Rod, I need somebody in your audience that can either, you know, get it to Delta and then somebody at Delta that will put it on a plane. I'll buy a first class seat if I have to put it on the plane.
This is ridiculous.
Then I'll have somebody pick it up. And well, we gave out my security guy's private number because he was like, well, what number? And we hadn't even thought of that. We're like, oh, geez, we're thinking everything else. So we give out his number. It rings all night. All night people are calling.
And not like your security needs an open line to be able to conduct business.
No, not at all. Not at all. So Brett is one of the guys who calls, and he calls, and I'm listening. They have it on speakerphone, and I'm listening. And he's like, yeah, I used to work for the airline. I don't anymore, but your system's not going to work. You actually need somebody to go. And I'm willing to go. You know, I'm self-employed, blah, blah, blah.
What was your thinking here when you said you were willing to go on a trip to
I thought
transfer?
His wife wanted one burrito.
Okay. And you're like, oh, that'll be easy. You'll bring a burrito on a plane.
Of course. Yeah. No, of course, she wanted, it was a party with seven of her friends last night because I was not supposed to be there. So seven of her friends, and they all wanted the salad. I think it's something with the dressing or something. I think we could have just gotten away with the dressing. So they wanted salad. So I asked him, can you bring seven salads to Dallas?
Yeah. Well, I knew your plan wasn't going to work. You can't go and put food on a seat in an airplane and have it end up where it's going to go.
Really?
No.
That should be something that exists, though.
It doesn't. No. So I knew you'd need a warm body to haul it out there. And I've traveled a lot over the years and not uncommon for me to fly to a city for an hour and fly back.
What did the people in your life think of this?
Well, obviously that it's insane.
Yeah.
Yes.
But,
okay, good.
But not surprised.
Right.
Sounds like something you'd do.
Right.
That was what my wife said.
Right.
So put those two statements together for a second. It's insane and it sounds like something you would do. What is he saying about you, Glenn?
No, I think he was saying it was something that he would do.
Oh, okay. That I would do.
Okay. He's insane.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, now the idea
you desired an insane person to bring Mexican food across state lines.
Right, we did talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah, well, the idea that his wife wanted Cafe Rio, I mean, Cafe Rio is awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, huge fan of Cafe Rio. And I was telling Glenn, I said, I often get that text on my way home from work.
You're
Cafe
right.
Rio? Question mark?
Yeah.
I know what I have to do now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Cafe Rio.
So last night, I met him at the airport because I was coming in. He got in at what, 2 o'clock? And so we had somebody meet him at the airport to take the food to make sure that it was, you know, not all now all poisoned because it was sitting out all
day. Did you grab a chip at all? Did you get anything? Did you eat any of the food on the way?
I did not.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's what I would say too.
He delivered it perfectly. So we got it. And then I come into the airport about 5:30. And we're just chatting, and I said, you got to stay the night and you know, just come in for the breakfast for the radio show the next day. And then so he's going home today. But I want you to know, I set it all up about 6:30 last night. Everybody was coming over at 7. I'm not even invited to this party. And I tell my wife, just get out of the kitchen for a while. And I set it up, and it's in these, you know, these tins, you know, the, you know, regular... yeah. Fast food tins, and it's in these tins, and I just set it all up, and all the girls come over, and my wife walks in, and she looks and she said, is this Cafe Rio? And I said, yes. She said, how did you get it here? And I said, it was very complex, and we're currently paying for a man staying at a hotel. and all of her friends said, it's weird. This Cafe Rio thing is weird, especially with women. They all said, wait a minute, this isn't Costa Vida? And I said, no, that's Cafe Rio. And they all looked at me, and then they looked at her, and then they looked at me, and they went, you're a good husband. Brett, thank you for those points. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Amazing. First of all, you should be getting Brett Cafe Rio free for the rest of your life for this. I hope they're hearing this.
Because
you should be hooked up forever. Every text that comes in should be a free meal for you.
Yeah.
That's an amazing job. Well, thank you for doing that.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. I mean, when I was telling Glenn, I said, you know, I'm a stranger to you, but you guys aren't a stranger to me. I've listened to you guys for a long time. So when you made the request, it was like a friend needing help. So not a problem.
It was so cool. It was so cool. And that's the way all of these calls were. All of these calls were like, Glenn, tell Glenn I'll help him out anyway. What's he need? I'll get it from here to there. I'll do whatever. I mean, it was really neat. And we have great listeners.
And now you're married for another day, which is always a surprise.
It is. Me and tonight, because there's no Cafe Rio. But thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you so much. Okay. All right, back in just a minute, we're going to go back to the insane, insane debate last night and the things the Democrats want to control in your life. Oh, also, Boris Johnson looks like he's not going to be the prime minister.
What the? The weirdest freaking form of government.
How is England still even functioning as a nation? All right, let me tell you about our sponsor. It is Real Estate Agents I Trust. There are two parts of buying a house. The fun part and then the not so fun part. The fun part is going in, seeing all the houses, making plans, you know, designing the look of your future in your head as you walk through all the rooms. That's fun. The not so fun part is actually selling your house, doing all of the paperwork, all the stress of what to offer for the new house. Are they going to accept? What to list your house for? And is anybody going to buy? That's where real estate agents usually come in. So you don't have to worry about this. Good real estate agents. Believe me, you want the best to guide you through this process. That's why a number of years ago, my wife and I started realestateagentsitrust.com. And the name says it all. We took the best practices of what makes a great real estate agent, the things that I didn't know, but I learned from the 500 best real estate agents in the country, according to the Wall Street Journal. I started doing work with them, and I just started asking them, so what's best practice? How do I find one? Well, we found those real estate agents. We have a list of 1,000 of them, and it's free. All you have to do is just go to realestateagentsitrust.com. They will respond to you within minutes. And you'll be able to interview them and see that they actually have a plan to sell your home or to help you buy a new home. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
So as we are talking about the things that we can do, you know, to save the planet from global warming, last night the Democrats showed how extreme they were from talking about controlling light bulbs, straws, cheeseburgers, designing incentives, which means taxes or other things, to get people to eat less meat and to eat healthier. Here's the candidate Yang who wants to buy fossil fuel engines back. Listen.
Are we all going to have to drive electric cars?
We are all going to love driving our electric cars.
Will we have to drive electric cars?
Well, there will still be some legacy gas guzzlers on the road for quite some time, because this is not a country where you're going to like take someone's, you know, like clunker away from them. But you are going to offer to buy the clunker back and help them upgrade.
So we can do
Cash for Clunkers part two. Right?
Part two, it worked so well the first time.
Yeah, and you know, by the way, all the studies afterwards showed that it did nothing. It just had people push up their auto purchases to get the benefits.
By what, a year or 18 months?
Yeah,
something like
it was
that.
Like a little gap where people pushed them up, and then after...
They stopped,
so it went back down below normal and then continued at normal pace as far as
nothing,
these cars.
Nothing happened.
It was a giant waste of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, this is... The idea that you're going to force somebody to do this is becoming less and less un-American, it feels like. When you look at the people where they're on the stage last night, why would you think it's un-American to force people to have to sell things and change their lives and force them out of their gas guzzlers?
Well,
right?
The first time that ever happened, really, was under Obama with healthcare. We were never required to buy things. Never required by the government to buy things. Now the government thinks it's okay to require us to sell things that we might want. I mean,
to be a good citizen in good standing. It's the first time that's ever occurred.
I like, you know me, I wear old watches. I like engines. I like the mechanics of things. I don't like digital watches. I don't like things that are necessarily modern. I like the old things. I want to drive an old car for the rest of my life. I like it. I'm having a Land Rover. It's been slowly making its way through being, you know, redone. It's still a gas guzzler. I shouldn't even say that. I said that because Yang said that. It takes gasoline, but it's not a gas guzzler.
Yeah.
And I like it. And I've told my son, you're not going to be able to drive these things except like on a track in the future. When he's my age, there's no way he'll be able to drive that. Where you could see a Model T right now just driving down the street, you're not going to be able to have them. And it's going to be a good reason why. Everything is going to be tied in because of 5G. All of our cars are going to communicate with each other. So the car next to you will be communicating with your car, and my car will be communicating with the other cars. So there is no accident. You put a human into a system that is driving as fast as those electric cars will go, you're going to screw it up. And so what's going to happen, you're not going to have to ban them. What you're going to do is people are just going to go, you can't drive on this road, and it will make total sense because you can't react fast enough to get into the stream unless you're part of the system.
Yeah, and assuming when this is implemented and actually works, it will save tens of thousands of lives, and they'll have a great argument to say you should never drive these things yourself. It's interesting, too, you look at like Handmaid's Tale, which made all this big impact over the past couple of years, and the big takeaway from the left is, well, Donald Trump is evil, Mike Pence is a religious zealot, and they're going to implement this because they want women to be under the thumb of men, and they're going to do all these horrible things to women. That's like the liberal sort of like fantasy land that why they love that show so much. But you could watch that show very much in the idea of looking at it as a tech police state.
Yes.
Because they can't say anything, and no one will even attempt to have a conversation because they think it could be heard. That person could be someone who's going to report it back to the government. It's that China social credit system on steroids.
Which, if you didn't hear, Donald Trump recommended that Google, his administration, actually is putting forward a proposal.
Yeah, I don't think he's commented on this, right? It's
his administration. Mm-hmm. They've already shelved it once. They've brought it back now to have Google, Amazon Echo, and your Apple Watch monitor you so they can know if you're unstable and you should be taken to a hospital and your guns should be removed. Are you kidding me? Are you crazy?
I don't see how that's possible. It was reported today.
I'm not saying that he's going to do it, but that is coming.
Yeah.
That is coming. Castro also said he wants to set aside half of the U.S. land for biodiversity. Excuse me? What's happening right now, what they're debating is the book that we wrote years ago called Agenda 21. It's happening in real time. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
If you are in constant pain, I want you to know that you are not alone. The cold and elevation gets to me like crazy, and it's why I really spent just a few days up at our cabin in the mountains because I just couldn't enjoy it. But I love it. Now that I take Relief Factor, I can actually bear going up there because I don't have the pain that I used to have. It works for me. It works for 70% of the people that try it. It is 100% drug-free. It's created by doctors to reduce inflammation. Try their three-week quick start. It's only $19.95. It's $1 a day. It's like a trial pack. 70% of the people who order go on to order more month after month after month. I take it three times a day. Join me. Get your life back with Relief Factor. Get their three-week quick start now for only $19.95. A drug-free and natural way to ease your pain and get your life back. ReliefFactor.com. That is ReliefFactor.com. All right, back with the final hour of this just luscious broadcast, which is better than anyone ever dreamt, in just a second.
Enlightenment.
Welcome, America, to the Glenn Beck Program, the third most listened to show in America, and we're proud of that because number one always has to watch, you know, who's coming to knife him in the back. Number two has to try harder. Number three really kind of skates. You know, you're just kind of there. You're not really noticed. You're not considered a threat. We love it. So welcome to the third most listened to program in America. Kevin Hart is being taken down by the left again. They're eating their own. More in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
One of the things really worth its weight in gold is peace of mind. And I don't know about you, but that's not something that I have very often. I mean, geez, things have changed in the world. You used to be able just to, like, you know, have peace of mind. Nothing. Everything seems to be on fire. The schools and, you know, sending your kids off to school, sending off to college, your job, the economy, politics, everything is on fire. So there's some things that you don't have time to pay attention to, and you should take it off of your plate. And one of them is the security at your home. SimpliSafe's home monitoring system is what you need for peace of mind. State of the art, best in the business. There's no contract, no hidden fees, and there's no fine print. It can provide you with amazing around the clock home security monitoring, both inside and outside, for $15 a month. Now imagine how much better you'd feel knowing that there is one less major thing in your life that you have to worry about all the time. SimpliSafe. It is the way to go. SimpliSafe. They have a huge deal going on right now. It's SimpliSafeBeck.com. You'll get a free HD security camera when you go to that website and order. It's $100 value. You'll have eyes on your homes 24/7. The video evidence, if somebody tries to get into your home, you can. They'll call police for you, and the police, because they have video verification, it goes from a response time of like 45 minutes to 7 minutes. The only company that does that is SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeBeck.com. Get your free HD security camera with your order. It's SimpliSafeBeck.com. So Kevin Hart is in trouble with the left again. You know, if you don't say exactly what these Nazis want, you're out. I mean, they're going to destroy Kevin Hart. They're going to do their best to destroy Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, I think, is funny enough and big enough to survive.
Not in height.
No, clearly not in height.
In prominence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he is. He was on some sort of a podcast with some singer that's what? Do you know who this singer is?
Anyway. I do not know.
Okay, he's some singer I've never heard of. You probably haven't either. And there's those who do know are screaming in their cars right now. How can you not know? What's his face? All right, whatever. I get it. But he just came out as gay. And Kevin Hart said, while there, to him, you know, I just don't see this as a big deal. Why is this such a big deal? Well, if you grew up in the black community, Kevin, you'd know why it's such a big deal. Yeah, but it's not. It's not. Well, that's not good enough because he didn't recognize homophobia. And so he was being very, very unfeeling to all gays because he wouldn't recognize the homophobia and the bravery that it takes to come out. Okay, maybe it takes bravery to come out, and especially in some, you know, communities or some families, and I recognize that. But the rest of us feel like Kevin Hart. Who cares? Who cares? I don't need to know about your sexuality. You don't want to hear about mine. You want to hear about, yeah, you know, when my wife and I start to feel a little randy, you don't,
Okay, shut up, shut up, shut up, blah, 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 blah. I feel the same way. I don't want to know about anybody's sex life. I don't need to know it.
Now, is it Lil Nas X?
Lil Nas.
There's no T's. Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
Old Town Road would be the song you may have penetrated your world if you do have children.
Nope.
Yes, very popular.
My kids, I swear to you, listen to Dean Martin, and I mean, they're weirdos.
That is not surprising at all.
They are weirdos.
Not the weirdos part. I know them, so they're not weird. But the fact that they listen to Dean Martin around your house does not surprise me at
all.
Yeah.
So Lil Nas may have penetrated their world, but it hasn't penetrated mine.
Maybe Lil Nas X or Lil Nas 10, which it's one of the two. There may have been 9 Lil Nas's before him, just so you know that.
Well, it's probably
if you don't,
because maybe it's like Malcolm X. Maybe he's related to Malcolm X.
First of all, it is definitely X.
It's not.
However, I like the idea that there was 9 Lil Nas's before him, so I'm going with Lil Nas 10.
So it's like senior, junior, the third,
yeah.
And X. Okay, I got it. Okay. You know, this is Dave Chappelle in his comedy special, which, again, does not surprise anyone. In the country, doesn't surprise anyone that all of the critics are giving it on Rotten Tomatoes, giving it a 0 rating.
It's come back a little bit now.
Has it?
Yeah,
because
it was initially legitimately 0%.
Yeah, right.
From the critics,
what is it now? 6.
Last time I saw it was 33.
Oh wow, 33.
It is now 33% from critics, 99% from fans.
Okay, this just goes to prove. That the elites and people that I never thought of, you know, Rotten Tomatoes as elites.
Well, I mean, Rotten Tomatoes is just compiling critics. I mean, they have no opinion.
Well, no, they
this.
Selected, they hired an additional, I think, 100 critics here recently.
Mm-hmm.
So they are picking and choosing the critics.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they also definitely, though, carry the reviews of
right.
conservative critics.
Whatever.
And, yeah.
Whatever. But it just goes to show you that, I mean, that's why. Have you ever asked what the critics say on any movie?
I mean, I do, and we've
really?
Talked about this before. Yeah, like because it depends on the movie, right? Like if you have a movie that's like an action movie or a horror movie, the critics' reviews usually aren't that important because
If I'm going to a Jane Austen movie, maybe I'll listen to the critics.
Yeah, I think a lot of times you find certain . Like dramas and indie films and stuff, you can tell a lot from the critics, I think. And you could also tell a lot from the politics of it. I mean, it's very... If the politics are bad, when I say bad, I mean bad to the left. If the politics of the movie can be interpreted that way, you can guarantee a negative percentage from critics because that's what they will see in it. It's almost like if you were to watch a funny show, a funny comedian. This happens all the time with conservatives. A funny movie, but the messaging is constantly berating you over the head with, global warming or whatever left-wing cause they're pushing.
100%.
It affects your experience.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens to critics. They are hardcore leftists, generally, and they get they watch these movies, and all they see is Ronald Reagan isn't treated like Hitler? Like, I can't watch this. And it's automatic negative review. So I definitely do think that's a legitimate thing that permeates.
Well, it's legitimate, things. Obviously. Look at Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle is taking on the left, and they don't like it.
Yeah. What's interesting about this one in particular, Glenn, is that Chappelle does this stuff all the time. Like, all of Chappelle's specials have these types of moments in them where he's being critical of the culture in a way that, your average CNN pundit would not be comfortable with. It's the same thing with Louis C.K. And, there's a whole... The people who are the real legends of current comedy, and both of Chappelle and Louis C.K. would be in that category.
Mm-hmm.
They are all comfortable going into those areas where you're not supposed to go, which is what makes them great, partially. They're also technicians of what they do, but that's part of it. Like, that is what is part of comedy. And... So Chappelle's
some
always
kind of
done
comedy.
This.
What's his name? A friend of ours, Pale.
Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan.
He said Pale, and I knew right away.
So Jim Gaffigan,
he's not political, really.
Yeah, and he is a absolute technician. I mean, you watch him, he is brilliant on the technical side
his
of comedy.
New Amazon special
is hold your sides, bust a gut funny.
It's almost too many laughs in a row and too fast.
Right, too fast. Yeah. And
so
he's absolutely brilliant, but he's not political at all. But that's who he is. And he's not saying anything really controversial, except, yeah, I'm fat and I don't mind. Yeah. And I don't mind. Where Chappelle is, you know, we're starting to see the beginnings of a Lenny Bruce, where you're getting these guys who are taking the establishment on. And that has always been that way. But it wasn't until recently that the left was the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want you to take it on.
Woke culture is the establishment.
Correct.
And they are sick of it. I mean, comedians are sick of it.
So listen, we have two clips here of him talking about Kevin Hart. Here's clip number one, Kevin Hart.
They even got poor Kevin Hart. Can you imagine such a thing? Kevin Hart, let me tell you something. It was Kevin Hart's dream to host the Oscars. That's what he told me. And I remember when he told me, because I was thinking to myself, well, that's an awfully strange dream for an African American. Kind of dreams of hosting the Oscars. Kevin did, that's who. And he did it. Against all the odds, Kevin became the most famous comedian this world has ever seen, and he got the job that only one black man before him had. He was going to host the 80th Oscars. And I don't know what you know about Kevin, but I know Kevin Hart is damn near perfect. As close to perfect as anybody I've ever seen. In fact, Kevin is precisely 4 tweets shy of being perfect.
Meaning the 4 tweets that he tweeted out years ago that everybody was pouncing on. Here he goes into the gay community. He follows this with, he's not a bigot, he's not against homosexuals, and then he starts going on the gay community. Listen to this.
Ooh, the gay community was furious. And I don't blame them. I got a lot of gay friends. And all of them, 100% of them, all have told me horror stories about the shit they had to go through just to be themselves. Crazy, crazy stories. And in all those stories, I gotta say, not one of them has ever mentioned anything like their father smashing a dollhouse over their head.
Which is what Kevin said.
Because clearly Kevin was joking.
Right, and that's the thing. Jokes are now treated as if they're serious statements when it's convenient. Like, listen to this review. This is one of the reviews from Rotten Tomatoes that's negative. Lacking empathy can certainly be amusing, but Sticks and Stones, the Dave Chappelle special, is a tired routine by a man who forgot to layer jokes into his act, too often sounding like a pundit on Fox News.
Unbelievable.
Like, how could you possibly watch
this
that and think
this? This is the first time I have heard someone in a long time do things that was the opposite of fishing for clapter. Everything we see is all about clapter now.
Mm-hmm.
This guy doesn't care if you clap or laugh or anything. He's just saying what he thinks is funny. And it's funny all the way through. And it takes on both sides. Here's why he got in trouble. Continue on to Alphabet people.
But you see, what I didn't realize at the time and what Kevin had to learn the hard way is we were breaking an unwritten and unspoken rule of show business. And if I say it, you'll know that I'm telling you the truth. The rule is that no matter what you do in your artistic expression, you are never, ever allowed to upset the alphabet people. You know who I mean. Those people that took 20% of the alphabet for themselves. I'd say the letters, but I don't want to conjure their anger.
I mean, it is amazing that stuff is being said by someone who, by the way, was absolutely revered without exception by the left as of two weeks ago.
One more clip. He talks about the T's. In the alphabet.
People be surprised. I have friends all kinds of letters. Everybody loves me, and I love everybody. I got friends who are L's, I got friends who are B's, and I got friends who are G's. But the T's hate my guts. And I don't blame them. It's not their fault. It's mine. I can't stop telling jokes about these. I don't want to write these jokes, but I just can't stop. You know, you hear all those letters together all the time, LBGT, LBGT, and you think it's just one big movement. It's not. All those letters are their own movement. They just travel in the same car together.
He talks about them in the car, and it is very funny. Dave Chappelle, Sticks and Stones, it's a Netflix special. Critics don't like it. Audience loves it. Hurricane Dorian is still raging up the East Coast, and our thoughts and prayers, and Mercury 1 is also on the ground. Team Rubicon deployed a team into the Bahamas already. They're working in the Grand Bahamas. City Impact has shipments of water and supplies on its way. They arrive on Saturday. Operation Blessings International Disaster Relief is already there with Mercury 1. There's a need for chainsaws and wheelbarrows and all kinds of equipment and supplies, and that's what Mercury 1 can help supply. We need your donations. If you can help us, go to mercury1.org, mercury1.org, and you can donate to help us bring these people back from the brink. If you've seen the devastation, it's horrible. So you've got an emergency. It could be a natural disaster. It could be all kinds of different emergencies. It doesn't have to be a crazy zombie apocalypse. National Preparedness Month reminds us that we should be prepared. Time to make a plan for you and your family. You can start with building a food storage plan with My Patriot Supply. Now, these guys, I love these guys because they've completely revolutionized everything. It used to be MREs. And then it was really bad, awful food. What My Patriot Supply did, because they're preppers themselves, is they bought all that stuff and went, oh, this is horrible. There's got to be a way to make better stuff. And there is. If you act today, you'll save $100 on a 4-week emergency food package, which has really good food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 4 weeks. If you go to preparewithglenn.com, you'll save $100 on that. 4-week food kit, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner, last up to 25 years. They're shipped for free discreetly to your door. So don't wait. Do it right now. Save $100 on the 4-week emergency food kit. Give yourself some peace of mind. Go to preparewithglenn.com. That's preparewithglenn.com. 10 seconds, station ID. So, Stu, when you look at the gun thing, by the way, I have to give you this. Did you see what Marianne Williamson said?
Yeah. You know, she is the only person who is doing this, I believe, in the entire Democratic field. If you're talking about the positive thing that she said.
Yeah. Okay. So here she said, quote, "I know this sounds naive. I didn't think the left was so mean. I didn't think the left lied like this. I thought the right did that. I thought we were better. This is why I said, welcome those people who are waking up. Welcome them, because they don't know, and they've never seen it themselves. There are a lot of people on the right. When things happen, you'll go, I didn't see that coming from my side. I really thought we meant it. And you're waking up. All these people are waking up, and many of them have just truly believed that somehow or another we really wanted children to die. And once they see it on their side, they wake up and they're like, okay. And if we're like, see, and we're never like that. No, many of us are not. We just have bought into it's just them. And I think they're much, 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 much worse. But we have a few people on our side that are just as bad. And if you just say, look, I get it. You know, sometimes people on our side, there's an industry over here trying to shut people up on the left, but it's about 15%. Let's be kind, 15% on both sides. The rest of us are normal. We just don't know it about the other one because we've been kept apart. And that's the key. Anyone who is trying to shut you up, anyone who is trying to say, Dave Chappelle, shut up, or you shouldn't go see it because of, you should disregard those people. You know, it was Bridget Phetasy was on yesterday and she said, you know, they live in this bubble and now they're trying to make that bubble even more insulated by saying, hey, you, if you even disagree and you're inside the bubble, out of the bubble, because we can't have that in this bubble. That's crazy talk.
Yeah. I don't know if we have time to get to her, the rest of her comments, but maybe we could do that after the break, because it was actually jarring. And you realize how far the left has gone when her statements, which are very innocuous, are jarring to you. I mean, from a presidential candidate, it should not be hard to dig up a Democrat out of a 25, 26-person field that will say basically generally nice and encouraging things about faith, right? Like, again, Marianne Williamson has all sorts of problems, and I certainly would not want her to be president of the United States or my doctor or anything else. But, like, at least she's acknowledging a role for faith in this country that was, you know, founded on the ideas of freedom of religion.
She's the only one that is saying the truth about guns. While she's talking, I'm sure, about gun control and everything else, she's also saying this, most important. It's not the gun. There's a hole inside of us. Something is missing. You know, she says it's love, but I think it's, I mean, it may end there, but there's a lot of stuff missing that leads to love that we are creating in ourselves. We are allowing to grow and be fostered in our children. And that needs to be addressed far more than the guns do. More in a minute.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Hillary didn't know what it meant when she found out through 23andMe that she was from Jewish heritage. She was fascinated, but she didn't know enough about the history of her family to really be blown away. But what did blow her away was the health report. It turned out that Hillary's chances of developing breast cancer was about 80%, something that she had no idea before. Using 23andMe to unlock some of the secrets of her genetics gave Hillary the chance to be proactive about her health. She's alive today, partly because she took this test, and she changed the way she lived her life. 23andMe, they can help you not only unlock your past, but it also just might affect your future as well. 23andMe, the reports don't diagnose disease or describe the overall likelihood of developing any disease. They look at the selected genetic variants only, and they tell you about that. Visit 23andme.com/Beck, get the important test information, and bring it to your doctor. Order your health and ancestry kit at 23andme.com/Beck. That's 23andme.com/Beck. To know who you are, you need to know where you came from.
Dave Rubin is coming to Blaze TV, blazetv.com, and use the promo code Glenn. Save $10 off your subscription.
So yesterday, the Blaze announced that we have joining us now Dave Rubin and the Rubin Report. If you've never watched Dave, you should. He's an amazing guy. You want to talk about intellectually honest. He's a guy who used to work with the Young Turks. And what was it? After which election was it? Maybe Romney? And he started listening to the way they were talking. He was like, I don't like this at all. And then they got close to, you know, the Trump and the election. And he just got out. And he said, I don't think I'm with you guys. And he hasn't changed his kind of libertarian principles. He thought he was a progressive and a lefty, but he's not. And he's really done a lot of homework and research, and he knows what he knows and he knows what he doesn't. And he doesn't cross the streams at all. And he has grown so much. You know, when I talked to him about abortion, he said, this is 3 years ago. He said to me, I'm not there yet, but I know I'm going to get there. He could see the way this was fundamentally changing him. And he really struggled on some of these things because who wants to join the pariahs? Hey, you got the cool kid club or the pariahs? Who says, you know what? I want pariahs are for me.
Not many people do
that. Not many people do that. And he has, and he's really done his homework. And now he took a month off. I hosted his show when he came back to tell him all of the things that had happened in the last month. That list is incredible. So I sat with him for about 2 hours, and I just went over all of the things that he's missed in the last month. And when you look at just the news headlines of the last month, you see how ridiculous this whole thing is.
You really realize it's dominating your life.
Dominating.
Right? Like, these stories come and go so fast, and they're so
big,
white,
at the time.
Hot, and then gone. And you realize, man, why did I even bother? But like, why did anyone spend 1 minute thinking about, you know, Donald Trump nuking hurricanes or Donald Trump buying Greenland?
Donald Trump,
right?
Donald Trump and the map thing that they're all about.
Oh
today.
My God, the map thing, because he said it was headed towards Alabama when one of the maps early on looked like it was kind of headed towards Alabama. Now it's a multi-day story for what? For what? What is the outcome here? There's not even an accusation that he's doing something illicit, right? Like, he may have. They are saying he made a mistake. He's saying, well, this is what my thought process was behind it. Why is it even a thing? Why is it being covered? And it's constant. Watch, we have these cable news TVs behind us. Constant. They're talking about, oh, well, he's got a map. He's apparently drawn an extra circle onto this map. Why is he doing that? What was the why is the president lying about Alabama being threatened? Shut up. You know that's not what he's doing.
You want that T-shirt, don't you?
The shut up T-shirt?
Yeah.
Yes. I saw some designs about it. Did you see this yesterday?
Yeah, I like it. I like it with Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Saying, I want you to shut up. I like that. We're printing that.
I just want, I'm not going to wear anything else other than that.
Yeah.
I think that's
because
the problem.
It just needs to be used. It just needs to be used more. Shut up. Here he is. Now, what he's done is Rubin has, he went off the grid, if you will, did not watch news, did not read a newspaper, if they still print them, no Twitter, no Facebook, nothing for a month. Here's what he said he really realized and why it made such a difference. Listen, Ruben on YouTube.
One of the things I was thinking about a lot about, and this will get to something that I'm going to announce in the second half of all this, is like the YouTube situation, for example, where we both put content on YouTube, we're streaming on YouTube right now. You know, we're just outsourcing basically all of our creativity to these companies that we really have no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The more I stepped away from it, the more crystal clear it came. And I think you and I are pretty much aligned on that. We don't want the government coming in and breaking up these
nope.
things. Although I do think there's an interesting argument now that the founders could have never envisioned a power greater than government, and perhaps Google is greater than government now. So I think there's philosophically some interesting
yes.
things to talk about there. But what I realize is that, you know, YouTube really is, all it is a search engine that's throwing videos at you. We have no idea how they're manipulating all of these things. And I know I was talking about all this stuff for the last year or two before,
mm-hmm.
but when you really step away from it and you start looking at
it. And you're out of the matrix.
Yeah, when you're out of the matrix, right? You've taken the red pill, you're walking around going, wow, look at all these zombies. I really was trying to think, well, how do we get clear information across, and how do we make sure that the world isn't just absolutely divided by every difference that we have?
So did you have a
well, I think we'll get to some of that. I mean, okay. I think I there's a couple business things that I'm about to mm-hmm. embark on that I think are going to heal some of that, and it really, more than anything else, as I said, I just felt very appreciative all month. The people were nice. I didn't have one bad experience, truly. I did not have one. I had two minor family health related things that are okay now, thank God. But I didn't have one negative experience with the human.
That is my experience. When you go out and you're with your neighbors and everything else and you're just doing life, you're not having negative reactions. Because nothing in your life is about politics. It's only when you get roped into the things that you're reading, social media, you're hearing in media, including this show, that could get you riled up. And then you go and you have an argument with somebody. But I don't think America is really arguing. I really don't. I mean, my eyes really opened being out in L.A. this time around. They're not necessarily always socialists.
Even it's people on the left.
Yeah, it's not lockstep. There are Democrats that are not socialists, even in Hollywood.
Well, it's hard not to see that when you look at the polls, too, right? I mean, you know, Joe Biden, whether he's an incredible leftist, and he is at many levels, in many ways, he's very far left. However, he's at least being branded as the centrist option, right? And if you're going through these candidates and you're not following it super closely, you see the guy, well, you know what? All these other people are way too far left. I'm going to go with that guy. And that, I mean, you know, that's the reason why Biden keeps holding this lead. He's the one guy who's standing out as someone who's not an insane socialist. Now, he is an insane socialist to me, and he is way to the left of anything I'm comfortable with in the White House. But still, like, you could see that the average Democratic voter is seeing there are plenty of hardcore socialist options, and they keep gravitating to this guy whose eyes fallen out on stage. There's got to be a reason
for
that.
He's like, you know, watching him is like watching a picture of Dorian Gray. It's like he's just decaying as he goes. Yeah. I talked to several lefties. I would consider them lefties who would never consider voting for somebody like Donald Trump. One of them said, if Joe Biden is the nominee, he'll vote for Joe Biden. Otherwise, he's voting for Donald Trump. And I heard this not on Biden. I heard from two different people who are lefties who said, yeah, Donald Trump. People have no idea how much support there is for Donald Trump behind the scenes. Nobody's willing to say it. But all of the stuff that's going on is insane. And they're just tired of the insanity.
And they have not learned their lesson from 2016 at all.
No.
I mean, they really
haven't. They doubled down.
They doubled down. They went the opposite way. Again, you know, the Hillary Clinton example of the deplorables thing, where she's doing that speech to separate, to say to the Democrats, hey, not all Trump supporters are deplorables. You got to remember the context of the statement. That's what she said. She said, you know what? There's some Republicans that are supporting him that are, you know, in the basket of deplorables. But there's this other group that has economic hardship and they're looking for an answer and blah, blah, blah. That was that speech. That is not what the Democrats are doing now. They're now saying all Trump supporters are racist.
Look at San Francisco. San Francisco just passed a bill that says all NRA supporters, or the NRA, is a terrorist organization. Well, that means that all members of the NRA are terrorist or involved in funding a terrorist organization. That's, you want to talk about divisive.
Does the divisive even cover it? Right? They say Donald Trump is divisive. They're calling the NRA and, you know, gun supporters individually, really, terrorists. Well, what do we do with terrorists? What is it? How are we supposed to take this exactly? Because I know, as someone who supports the NRA, I think they do good work. You know, you're saying I'm a terrorist. Well, the reaction to terrorism is usually, and we can use your last president as an example, to fly a drone over their house and launch a missile. Okay? That's what you do to terrorists. That's how dangerous they are.
Or you throw them in a black jail.
Or you throw them in a jail. You torture them. You do all sorts of things. I'm confused at what we're supposed to take about this, because every time we bring up that you might come for our guns, you mock us like we're idiots.
And then you get on stage and say, we're going to come for your guns.
We're going to come for your guns, and by the way, you're all terrorists. I'm how is the average person supposed to decipher your code here? Because, I mean, I hope it says something about Ovaltine, but my guess is that's not what it does at the end. It seems to be, to me, and we've seen this with climate as well, we should imprison people who are fighting against our version of climate change and our response to climate change. These people are enemies. They will be seen as the same way as Holocaust deniers. How exactly are we supposed to take these accusations? Take them, it's all in good faith and we're supposed to just go along with them. Is that what we're supposed to do? Would anyone react that way? It really is fascinating, because I don't even know what they're asking us to do anymore. These are requests that no human being, how on earth can you actually, with a straight face, come on the air and say Donald Trump is divisive, and then without criticism, the New York Times does it today, without criticism, a long write-up about how San Francisco's called the NRA terrorists. How can you possibly do those two things? And they do it every day.
because they have certitude, they are absolutely certain that they are right. And that's what Marianne Williamson said. She used to be in this place where she was certain her side was not lying, not engaging in these things. And now she found out, holy crap, they are.
Yeah.
And so she's not so certain. And that's what Americans need. We are certain of very few things, especially as a group of people. What is it, the things that we are certain of? Can you think of one that we can all...
Okay.
Well, not really. I was going to say slavery is wrong and should be stopped. But then why do we have one of the bigger slave trades in the world happening here in America? I mean, is there anything that we all agree on? See, that was the idea. You would come here, you'd have different beliefs, but you would melt in to this idea of America, which was pull yourself up by the bootstraps. You can do anything that you set your mind to. Just keep plowing ahead.
And that's kind of why people say thoughts and prayers, right? I mean, you do mean it, but it's also a way of showing support that can't possibly be taken as offensive, or at least it couldn't have been for the last 200 years. Now it's offensive. And that's what Marianne Williamson was pushing back against, saying like, hey, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's millions of people around this country right now that are praying for hurricane victims, that are praying for gun violence victims. And you just continually come out here and mock them. You mock the things that are the most important to their entire soul and existence every single time. And you expect them to vote for you? Why on earth would a religious person who believes that prayers are important vote for a Democrat at this point? They are telling you they don't want your thoughts or your prayers. They are telling it to you. If your faith is important to you, how can you look at these people and say, well, that's a rational carrier of the future
because
of this country that I want?
Just like she was, they're asleep. And they just can't believe that their side is like that. They expect it from us, but they just can't get their arms around. And that's why you're seeing people, they reluctantly leave the Democrats. They reluctantly leave. I'm uncomfortable, and I don't want to be over with the conservatives. Then once they start talking to conservatives and they see a difference, they're like, you know what? I'd rather be with these guys than those guys, because these guys don't mean it. They don't mean it. They don't mean anything about freedom. What they mean about it, what the only thing they really mean and will truly carry out is control. All right. I guess the listeners don't like it when I taunt cats.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah.
A lot of emails come in.
Yeah. John Bolt has to read all those emails.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't want to say anything.
Works for GlennBeck.com.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything that would make his day, you know, suck.
I mean, you kind of do.
Well, but not intentionally.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, kind of is intentional.
Well, MyPillow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. New radio listener special. They've got a sale going on sheets and on you know, the pillows and everything. Like, incredible deals. But they also have... My Pillow dog bed. They don't have a My Pillow cat bed, and that's because cats shouldn't be sleeping on a bed. Cats should be outside, fending for themselves, out on their own.
Is this a policy statement from My Pillow, or is this a Glenn Beck?
No, My Pillow. This is Glenn Beck. This is just truth.
Oh, okay.
This is just truth. Mm-hmm. So, and I said yesterday, and I want to apologize. I said that, you know, if you get a MyPillow dog bed, which is $19.95 right now, huge discount, what you do is you take that over to your cat and say, this is what you would have gotten if you were a dog, but you're not a dog, you're a stupid cat, and so you're not getting anything. Good luck to you. People took offense to that as if I meant it, and I don't mean it. You should just kick your cat out of the house. That's what you should do. Your house most likely smells like a cat toilet. And nobody wants to eat at your house because your cat jumps up on the...
Are you talking about My Pillow right now?
Or I guess I'm supposed to. My Pillow. Anyway, they're having a special sale right now. New radio listener specials. You just click on that. Use the promo code Beck, and you'll find all kinds of great deals. They don't care if you have a cat or a dog. They love both. Products come with a, it's me that really has, anyway, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Even better, if you pre-order a copy of Mike Lindell's new book, your entire order will ship for free. So sheets, pillows, the dog pillows, all of it at mypillow.com. Mypillow.com. Click on new radio listener specials and use the promo code Beck. Mypillow.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. You're listening to Glenn Beck.